Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Chulin Ayin Gimel, Chulin 73a, pagination is 145. We'll start on the last of the small lines. Omar Lohen Rab Meir, Rab Meir said to them, and in order to appreciate this dialogue, we go back to the Mishnah on the previous page. And on Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, 72a, pagination 143, three lines up, we have the case. We're dealing with a behema makasha leleid. An animal is having trouble in childbirth. And the ubar, the fetus, stuck out a leg. And the Mishnah tells us, shochat es imo va'achaka chotcha habasar. If they shecht the mother, put it out of its agony, perhaps, but whatever it is, they shecht the mother, and then they cut the part of the leg that was sticking out during its lifetime, because that part is like treif, it's chutz lemechitzasa, it's out of its proper boundaries. Maga nevela divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that leg has the rule of nevela in the laws of tumah and taira, ritual impurity, and it conveys that tumah to the rest of the limb that's connected to it, to the fetus. Now, we discussed in the last session that even after we discuss something being kosher or non-kosher, a thing can be non-kosher, but there's still something that still needs to be considered, and that is whether it's treifa, merely non-kosher, or nevela, which is a step worse, a carcass which conveys tuma. Reb Meir holds that leg that went out is considered ever minachai, it's considered that it died without shechita, and it will convey tumah to the rest of the animal. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim argue and say, maga treifa shchuta. It's the equivalent of touching a treif animal. It has a puncture in the lung, but you shecht the animal correctly, and therefore, although it's not kosher because it's treif, but it's not nevela, and it does not convey tumah. Say the chachamim, anamid beis, just like you find by a treifa that the shechita will make it tahar in a tuma taira sense, that it doesn't convey ritual impurity. Similarly, shechting the mother, just like it's going to make the fetus okay, it's going to even make this limb that stuck out of the animal, it's going to make that okay as well as far as tuma goes. It will be treif. It's not kosher because it was sticking out of the animal before shechita occurred. But it will save it from being an avela. Omar lohem, Reb Meir, and Reb Meir responded, lo, no, you can't do that. Im tiara shechitas treifa osa davar shegufa, that's because it's something itself. When you shecht a treif animal, punctured lung, it itself is going to at least be saved from being an avela. Titoira sa'ever dava she'ena gufa. But this is something that's not from the body of the animal that was shecht. It was sticking out, and therefore sticking out cannot be included in the shechita in Reb Meir's view. Again, to be aware that there are a lot of terms that are being used that have different connotations in different applications. Sometimes we use the word tahar referring to kosher animals, and tameh, or einena tahora, referring to non-kosher animals. But tuma and taira in this context is already dealing with a kosher animal. That's not our issue. Not only that, but it's not an edible kosher animal because it's treif. Our tuma taira discussion is regarding ritual impurity. The view of the chachamim is that this limb sticking out can become non-nevela, trefa only, and it will not convey tuma. And the view of Reb Meir is that once this is stuck out, it will convey tuma. Let's look at today's daf, the last of the small lines. Amar lahen Reb Meir, Reb Meir said, V'chi mityaru le'ever zeh midei nevela. Who made this limb tahar from becoming nevela? Amru lo, they said to him, Shechita simo, the shechita of the mother accomplishes that. So Reb Meir, l'shitascha, according to your reasoning, he plays along. He says, you're reaching an illogical conclusion. Imkein tatirenu ba'achila, so you should allow it even to be eaten if the mother's shechita works. We maintain that since it's sticking out of the body, it's no longer included. So if it's no longer included, not only should it be non-kosher, which you concede to me, it can't be eaten, but it shouldn't be fixed from being an avela either. Amrulo, they said back to him, the Chachamim's view, Terefa tochiach, we certainly do have such precedent that there's a trefa, that this ailing animal, if you shecht it at least, then it won't become an avela. But it doesn't allow it to be eaten. It has a puncture in the lung. You shecht it. It saves it from the avela. Doesn't mean it's edible. So they say back to Reb Meir, just because this limb, we all agree, is not edible, doesn't mean the shechita can't accomplish that it's not an avela. Omar lohen, so Reb Meir said back to them, Imtiyaru shechitas treifa osa, if you fix through shechita a treifa, that it shouldn't become an avela. We'll skip a few words for simplicity. Davar shegufa, that's because it's something of its essence itself. Tetaira se'ubar she'ena gufa. Could you accomplish that regarding the uber that's not its body? Amrulo, and they told him, actually, that's true. Harba matzelas al she'ena gufa yosami gufa. We do have scenarios where the shechita of the mother can accomplish more for the fetus than it can for itself. Sharei shaninu in the first Mishnah of our Perek Samach Ches, 68a, Chotech mina ubar shebemeiha, if they cut the fetus within the mother, mutar ba'achila, the fetus is included. There's a drasha, ba'behema, anything that's within the animal. Minat cholo mina klayos, but if it's the spleen or the kidneys, asur ba'achila, it's forbidden to be eaten. It's considered ever minachai. So the Chachamim say we actually do find that the shechita of the mother can accomplish more regarding the fetus because of this drasha, ba'behema, within the animal than something that's abnormal to be cut off and becomes ever minachai, a limb from a living animal, and therefore is a limb that shechita was not done, and therefore it's metame, it's non-kosher. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.